Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get to the calls, shall we, Folsy? We asked the question. We've been discussing, well, after an off-the-rails first segment today, the last two, we sort of sized up where our coaches are right now, what their contracts look like, sort of graded them on their recent work, their long-term work. Mike Tomlin, Mike Sullivan, Derek Shelton, Pat Narduzzi, Jeff Capel. Who's going to stick around the longest? Who's the last man standing? You and I have Tomlin, but in a close call over Narduzzi, who's signed through 2030. And again, my rationale is I don't think bigger programs are going to come after him. I think even if he goes back to how things were before last season, that'll be good enough for Pitt. And he's going to be here through the duration of that contract. But I think Tomlin can work here as long as he wants. That's the tiebreaker for me. And I think that'll be past 2030. Now, who's to say Narduzzi won't be too? But I think Tomlin wins, and I think Shelty could be here for a while. I'd say about five more years for Sully tops. Let's go to Derek. What's up?
How's it going, Joe? I love the show.
Thanks, man.
So I think it's going to be Tomlin as well. And I think, did you guys listen to the podcast he had not that long ago with Ryan Clark?
We did, yes.
And I think a lot of the things that he said in that podcast really resonate. And I think that's the main reason he's going to be around. You can obviously tell it's a guy who loves what he does, and he loves being around the people in the Steelers organization. And that's a guy that I want that's running my team. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better coach. And, I mean, I appreciate what that guy does for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, that's where we might part here, Derek, is that I think it gave people a wonderful glimpse into Tomlin's personality. And I think that was the awesome part of it. But how great of a coach has he really been for a while around here? And I mention again, three playoff wins in 11 years, which is longer than the 10 years of Vince Lombardi and Bill Walsh. That's a long time in NFL years where the Steelers really haven't gotten a ton done here.
I hear what you're saying with that, but one of my best friends is a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and they went 31 years without a playoff appearance. So I'll take what the Steelers are doing in their six championships way more than I would take a 31-year playoff drought.
Well, what does that have to do with right now, though?
Tomlin puts us in a position every year to be in the mix.
I hear that. I hear that, and perhaps I can repeat something I said earlier, and that's an interesting phrase, to be in the mix, which to me means you're in that playoff hunt right to the end of the season. Right, Derek?
That's absolutely right.
All right. Well, I would say that if you're alive for the playoffs with 2 weeks left in the regular season, you're in the mix, right? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
So let me read you by that definition what some other AFC teams do these days, especially now with three wild cards. But I'm going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. 10 of 12 years they've satisfied that definition. The Chargers, 12 of the past 15 years, they've been, quote, in the mix by your definition. Denver Broncos, 18 of the past 21 years. Colts, 9 of 10 and 18 of 20. Titans, 6 years in a row. Patriots, virtually every year. Ravens, virtually every year. Derek, the whole AFC is, quote, in the mix all the time. The Steelers are not as unique as they think they are or as a lot of people think they are. That would be my point.
I don't think it's about being unique. Let's put it in your newfound hobby golf perspective.
Yes.
You have to enter the tournament if you're going to win it. And the playoffs are essentially the NFL's end-of-season tournament. So if you can't get to the tournament, you can't be the champion. And there's only one champion every year. So, I mean...
And I just read you virtually the whole AFC is in it every year. At least half of it. And then I would qualify it this way. Are you in it, in quotes, with a chance to win it? Or are you just in it as in mired in the playoff bubble muck with eight other teams? I think there's a difference there. And I don't think the Steelers have necessarily, like this past season, yeah, they were in it. Yeah, they made the playoffs. That was great. There's no way they had a chance to win. They were not going to win it. They were simply in the mix. And so are about 12 other teams in the AFC. That's what I would say.
No, I'd agree last year that they weren't poised to win it. But I think with the new quarterback coming in and Najee Harris is going to be an absolute beast, I think they're going to have a shot this year.
Fair enough, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good.
Appreciate taking the call. It's going to be Tomlin. It's probably going to be for 10 more years. I'm a big Steeler fan down here in Florida. And I said 4 years ago when they lost to Blake Bortles in the first round that they would never win a Super Bowl again with Mike Tomlin. And I stick by it. So he's going to be here for about probably 10 more years, and they're never going to win another Super Bowl.
I tend to agree with that. And the Blake Bortles, I mentioned the Shazier situation earlier. That Tomlin's had some really, really difficult scenarios to try to navigate at playoff time. That was one of them. But that is not an excuse for Blake Bortles to walk in here. And if you remember, Rob, and we appreciate the call, the defining stat of that game for me was the only negative yardage play the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blake Bortles ran that day was a quarterback kneel down.
Wow.
I mean, that is an embarrassment. You would think an all-time embarrassment, but then the Cleveland Browns came here with a guy named Bill as one of their linemen without their head coach and put 49, was it, on the Steelers? 47? How many did they put on them that day?
They put 48.
Right in between. They put 48 on Mike Tomlin on his home field. And a lot of the people point, just 2 years ago, they were 12-4. Yeah, but not all 12-4s are created equal. That one was built with smoke and mirrors. They were barely scraping by, and they finished 1-5 down the stretch and sustained the most humiliating home playoff defeat in the history of the franchise. So pardon me if I don't look at that as a typical 12-4.
It wasn't. It was built on a 11-0 start. There was a lot of close wins in there. There were a lot of things that, and plus they didn't change what was clear that was not working, and that was that short passing game that everybody in the world could see, and yet they never went away from it.
You're kind of undone with that division. Like the division title to me is undone when the team that finished right behind you walks into your home field and wins their first playoff game since 1969, their first road playoff game anyway.
Do you think the Browns were objectively a better team, though, than that Jaguars team in 18?
No, I think the Jaguars 17? Were a better team, actually.
You think?
Yeah. I think that was a pretty damn good defense. Yeah. And then Leonard Fournette was a really good player.
But it wasn't even the defense that was the difference, though. The Jaguars defense, they still put up 42 points on them.
The Steelers, you mean?
Yeah. The Steelers still scored 42 points on that great Jaguars defense.
What was the final score of that game?
It was 45-42.
Okay, But again, when we're talking smoke and mirrors,
it's playing catch up.
And a lot of people will say, when people criticize Ben for his playoff performances over the past decade, will say, "Oh, he put up 500 on the Jags." Okay, but let's actually go back and look, and you'll realize that he got picked off at his own 15, which led to one touchdown that made it, I think, 14-0, and then was strip sacked. And Talvin Smith picked it up for a touchdown to make it 28-0. So in the plus-minus category, the offense winds up at 28 for that game and had a huge hand in burying the Steelers early,
true,
right? That would be my only point,
true,
there. One more call?
Sure.
Let's go to Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Great topic. And I love your factoids because – when you start bringing up some facts, all the marketing fluff that's thrown out there, like being in it every year and not having a losing season and all that thing, that branding that the Steeler fans, and I'm one of them, can get caught up in, when you start really peeling back that onion, it's like, man, this is just not good. I mean, it's just not good. And real quick, I'm going to deviate from what I talked about. The Jaguars, they were not that good the year they came in this pines and put up that 40. The previous week, Joe, and you'll remember this because they were playing Buffalo, they basically took the ball and told Blake Bortles, don't even throw it the whole second half. Just don't throw it. Hand it off. 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, hand it off. Don't throw it. They scored a whopping 10 points against the Bills, and the Bills were inept offensively. They won that game.
I know, but what about the following week when, if not for a questionable call, they would have beaten the Patriots in Foxborough and gone to the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they were a juggernaut by any means, but Matty asked me if I thought that Jaguars team was better than the Browns team that came here and beat the Steelers.
Oh, the Browns, okay.
In my opinion, they were. I thought they had a really, really good defense.
Okay, my apologies. I thought the same was better than the Steelers that year. No, they were better than the Browns. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But real quick, I'm going to get to the point. I think it's going to be Narduzzi, and I don't think it's because there's other jobs that's going to be looking for him. I think he's very comfortable. He's well compensated, and he's in a good conference in a nice city. I don't think that needs to be, you know, he needs to expand on that by going somewhere that might not have the same level of patience or the same level of commitment to not having to having to win championships on a regular basis, because that's what happens when you go to the next step up universities or schools. They look for championships. And Pitt's winning, you know, they're winning, you know, as of late, and that's good for the city and that's good for the University of Pittsburgh. So I think it's going to be Narduzzi, because here's what I think we get to. It's a performance-based business in the NFL. And at some point, the marketing that you just basically exposed as being just that, Joe, with being in it and, you know, winning championships versus being able to be in the tournament, that's going to dissipate. That's going to dissipate when you start having losing seasons, because that's the only thing you're really basing. That's the only stepping stone you have right now with Tomlin. He hasn't had a losing season. And like you said, that's more of number 7 than anybody else. So when that marketing starts to erode, that branding starts to erode, and people start to do the level of research that you've done, Joe, it's going to be like, that's not good. Because what you put out there, Joe, if you were to just throw that out there blindly to people and didn't say who the coach was, they'd be like, man, that's not good. That's pretty bad.
Certainly for a franchise with these standards, right? I mean,
exactly.
Is it not good or just not good enough? That's what I would say. I appreciate the call, Derek. We have Brian Baldinger coming up next, never shy with an opinion. I want to ask him about the state of the AFC North, especially if Deshaun Watson is out for an entire year, maybe 10, 12 games. And, of course, the quarterback situation here. I'm sure he's seen Mitchell Trubisky play a number of games over the years. So, Brian Baldinger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we find Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified to buy a car and get it delivered. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. With new episodes out every week, just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Brian, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll start you with the Steelers, and we'll start you with Mitch Trubisky. It seems like he has the inside track here. He took all the first-team snaps in minicamp. He's the odds-on favorite here, while Kenny Pickett maybe sits and watches for a while. What do you think of that idea, Mitch Trubisky as the Steelers' starting quarterback?
Well, by all accounts, it seems like his year in Buffalo helped him. All the players up in Buffalo, including Josh Allen, said he really benefited by it. But, you know, that's he didn't play last year. And so he's got to, you know, look, this is the first year in, I don't know, 17 years, Joe, that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are going to go into training camp without Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, those are humongous shoes to fill. They've never had a losing season. Mitch Trubisky has had his struggles as a starting quarterback in Chicago, as we all know. And I don't know that those struggles are just going to go away because he's in a new environment with a good coach and a great organization. I don't know that those struggles of him being able to decipher defenses, throw the ball with touch, all those kind of things that you have to do that Ben did for so long, that he's going to be able to just do it. And so, to me, Kenny Pickett, good. Let him sit and watch, learn. And, you know, if he gets an opportunity, if Mitch struggles, you know, Kenny Pickett, I don't know that he could just come in there and rescue the team. But I think he'll be in a better position than if somebody said, okay, go compete. And if you win the job in training camp, which is almost impossible to do, you know, go rescue the team. I think the way they're doing it is probably the best way.
Who in your mind is the team to beat in that division, the AFC North, Brian?
Well, I think Baltimore will have a bounce-back year. I mean, nobody was more injured in the league than the Baltimore Ravens, including both running backs before the season started. They're a running football team. You know, you get Ronnie Stanley back, you rebuild the offensive line. You know, I think the Ravens are going to have a bounce-back year. Now, Cincinnati put up 82 points in their two wins against the Ravens. So to say that the Bengals are not going to be a factor, I'm not saying that at all. But I would say, you know, Cincinnati and Baltimore are both going to be very good football teams and pretty honorable opposition to what the Steelers want to do.
Obviously, the Deshaun Watson situation takes another turn today with the first day of his hearing, or maybe they'll get a lot of it solved today. Who knows what'll happen? But let's say he's out anywhere from 10 games and beyond. Do the Browns have any chance with Jacoby Brissett to make the playoffs?
I don't believe so, Joe. I just don't. I think we've seen the best of Jacoby Brissett. He's on his fourth team in seven. He's 14-23 as a starter. To me, he looks like what becomes a journeyman backup quarterback. That's what he looks like to me. Now, you know, with a good running game and a good offensive line and some good coaching, can he be better than that? Maybe. But I don't believe that Cleveland is going to compete for a division title if Jacoby Brissett and Joshua Dobbs are the quarterbacks on the roster for the majority of the season in Cleveland.
If you were them, would you think about Jimmy G? They have the cap space to make that happen if, let's say, Watson's just going to be gone for either most of the year or the whole year.
Well, I mean, we've got to find out just what the health of Jimmy G is going to be. He hasn't thrown yet.
Right.
They say by all projections he's going to start throwing in July, start training camp. So how healthy is he? You know, and when do you know when he's healthy enough? How do you know he's healthy enough? Does he play in preseason? Does he practice with the 49ers to prove that he's healthy? To me, he's got to be able to do that. And I don't know that the 49ers want him to do that. So he's got to prove that he's healthy enough before you can make that kind of a deal. Like I'm saying, like, can he take a hit? When do you know that shoulder? It's on his throwing shoulder as well. So how do you know and when do you know he's football ready? I think it's going to be difficult to determine to be able to make that kind of a trade for that kind of money.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. How about Baker? What becomes of him? And what do you think of him at this point in his career? Brian, he's been through three head coaches, bunches of coordinators. He did win a playoff game for that franchise, but it just seems like now he's out there unwanted, but maybe he lands in Seattle. What becomes of him?
Well, I believe in Baker Mayfield. I mean, I think I have a pretty good history with him going back to his, you know, his freshman year at Texas Tech. He walks on there, wins the job, walks on in Oklahoma, wins the job, you know, as an unscholarship player, earns a scholarship. I mean, he's a self-made guy. And so I know last year was not a good year. But you can't dismiss what he did in 2018 and 2020. He set an NFL record for rookie quarterbacks with 27 touchdown passes and only 13 starts. He backed that up in 2020 with a good head coach in Kevin Stefanski, a stable organization. They go 11-5. He goes to Pittsburgh. He wins a playoff game, throws three touchdown passes against the Steelers. Like I'm not ready just to forget that based on the year last year with a dislocated shoulder and who knows what else on his left throwing arm and just how bad that was. It was a bad year. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not ready to dismiss what he has shown this league. I think he could be a starting quarterback in this league if he was healthy right now for three or four teams in this league. So at least, maybe more. So, you know, he's got to get healthy. He's got to prove that he's healthy. You know, and then if I'm Cleveland and he's healthy – and Deshaun Watson is going to be unavailable. Like, I've got to have a discussion with Baker. I don't know how toxic it is. I really don't. I don't know that anybody does. How toxic it is with the organization, his teammates. You hear stories, but I don't know those if those things are all to be true. I know this. If I'm a Cleveland Brown, I'm, you know, Jedrick Wills. I'm Jack Conklin. I'm, you know, Kareem Hunt. And Baker Mayfield is available, and he's our best option to win. Like, I'm going to have a conversation with Baker about staying right there and putting a good year together. And when Deshaun Watson is ready to come back and earn that money that they've guaranteed, then you've now proven that, you know, that you could play. And he could be a good, viable candidate for some other team next year.
Man, what a story that would be. In the meantime, if I gave you an NFL franchise, you were starting from scratch, and you could pick any quarterback in the AFC, and it's pretty much a new golden age of quarterbacks, so your choices would obviously be the likes of Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Lamar, even Trevor Lawrence, whoever you wanted to start a franchise with, which one of those guys would you pick?
Oh, I would take Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's just proven. You know, whether it's back-to-back Super Bowls and a league MVP. And, you know, I mean, they played Buffalo in two playoff games now, right? He's put up 80 points. He's thrown six touchdown passes, 700 yards, no interceptions. I mean, I know Buffalo and Josh Allen is, you know, kind of the hot name and the choice right now, but I would not go against Patrick Mahomes. We'll see what he's like without Tyreek Hill this year, but I mean, I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan and believer regardless of who he's throwing to.
Brian, we had your colleague Ross Tucker on last week. He was on, I think, the afternoon show here. I can't remember, actually. But he did say that he doesn't think that Najee Harris will ever be a top five back in the league. He said he sees nothing. He's a good running back, he said, but sees nothing special about him and will never be a top five guy. What's your take on that and on Najee?
I'm a big Najee fan, and I believe he could be a top five back. I don't know how many people have actually seen him in a football uniform that talk about him. The guy is just a notch below Derrick Henry from a size standpoint. Now, I don't think he has the top-end speed that we've seen Derrick Henry run with. But he's got everything else, including probably being a better receiver. So I believe in Najee, and I just think they've got to do a much better job of building around him. You know, they got to get this passing game unleashed. It wasn't very good last year. The offensive line has got to get better. We saw a change at center last year at the end of the season, and it looked like things got a little bit better in there. But I believe Najee Harris could be a top five back in this league.
What'd you think of the Ogunjobi signing?
Well, you know, Ogunjobi before his injury last year was a big part of the Bengals' success. You know, he has lived in that division, you know, obviously in Cleveland, then Cincinnati. I thought he gave him a good inside presence. He gives you a good inside presence as a pass rusher and an overall player. I mean, he's a good athlete inside. I don't know how he has come back from this injury. You know, it happened late in the season last year. But if he's healthy, he's an addition and an upgrade on the inside to Pittsburgh. They lost Javon Hargrave 2 years ago in free agency. I don't think they replaced him, and I don't know that he's quite the powerful guy that Hargrave is, but I think he's a good addition to that defensive line.
Brian, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
That's Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. That was interesting. Brian Baldinger does see Najee as a potential top five guy. Likes the Ogunjobi signing.
Also is a big Baker Mayfield guy.
Big Baker Mayfield guy.
He's probably the most positive about Baker that I've heard, at least nationally.
I think Ogunjobi is going to be a big deal. And here's the other thing. What if he is, and what if the Steelers then get him on a long-term deal?
Could be the Stephon Tuitt replacement, right? Longer-term replacement.
He could, or he could play nose tackle. He could be the Alo-Alo replacement.
He's still only, what, 27 years old? In the prime of his career, you would think. I mean, he's coming off an injury, but...
Or he could also be the defensive line version of Ladarius Green.
Right.
That would be the problem.
He could be damaged goods.
But you're not really risking much.
It's a one-year deal.
And I think it's about $5 million, can get to $8 million in base salary. This reminds me of Joe Hayden falling into their laps. Just like a stroke of luck here. He might still be injured. I will acknowledge that, Folsey. He might be.
It is a little curious as to why no other teams grabbed him. I mean, outside of the Bears trying to sign him and him failing the physical, but then nobody else jumped at the opportunity to get him. Maybe they know something the Steelers don't, or maybe the Steelers discovered something that these other teams just look past.
Derek Shelton show coming up, top of the hour. Lots to talk about with the Pirates manager about how he's going to incorporate some of these veterans at the expense of some of the young guys, it would seem. But first, a celebrity boxing match for the ages. And I want to find out if Folsey's going to watch it, if Folsey would pay for it, if you would pay for it. And that's going to lead us into a look back at some of the greatest celebrity boxing matches of all time, including Paula Jones against Tonya Harding. You remember that one, Folsey? I think Tonya Harding used a baton to whack her on the knee in that one, if I recall. Mm. Do you remember? Did you watch that
one? That rings a bell. No, yeah. I didn't.
There's some other legendary ones that I'd forgotten about, and I'll mention the one coming up here with two NFL running backs. Well, former NFL running backs. We'll do that next on Cook and Joe. Derek Shelton Show coming up at noon. First, Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are going to box. My first question is why, Folsy? Why is this happening? They couldn't be that hard up for money yet, could they be?
Oh, I think they could.
Really? I mean,
with the way the Le'Veon Bell's career ended?
I know, but he still had, what did he get, $33 million guaranteed in that deal? Did he? I can't remember, honestly.
I can't remember either. But I'm sure that it's possible for them to be in that kind of position already.
Listen, after taxes, that's only $16 million, maybe $17 million. You know how fast I could spend 17? You could spend it on a house, two houses, one in Florida, one wherever.
Yeah.
You're done. Your money's gone. Seriously.
Yes.
You spend it on two.
If you were that careless to do that, yeah.
Right. You spend it on two incredible houses, and then you realize.
A couple of cars.
Yeah. You're 29 years old, and who's going to upkeep the houses, right? You know how much that costs per year? I could spend, you or I, anybody, if we wanted to, could spend $20 million tomorrow.
Sure. We could find ways to spend
it. So I suppose it could be for money, depending on how these gentlemen have invested their money. Who are you picking in this one, and would you watch it?
I probably won't watch it. I'm going to take Adrian Peterson because I think he's more of a workout freak than Le'Veon Bell is, or maybe is at this point in his life, even though Adrian Peterson is obviously older, right? But I'm taking Peterson here. And I know Le'Veon Bell has put out training videos, I think, of him boxing. I think I've seen that on social media a few times. I can't pick Le'Veon Bell, though.
How old is Le'Veon? Can you look it up, Matty?
Yes.
My computer just went down, and I'm covering up the fact that I'm very angry about that. I keep getting the spin of death.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's 30. So if all had gone as planned, he'd be smack in the middle of the prime of his Steelers career, correct?
And he would be eating up a decent bit of that cap money that they have available to them right now.
He just never recovered from taking a year off.
Nope.
I don't care who he was playing for. I just think he was done. Like, he barely got in under the deadline, which all running backs are under more than any position in football. That is, can you make it to a second deal with the ridiculous amount of punishment that you take? I wrote about this with Najee Harris recently. Is this dude ever going to see a second contract? Touching the ball 400 times a year? I'd say the odds are against him, wouldn't you?
Yes.
An extra game now? I mean, it's just silly. But more to the point, would you watch this? Do you have interest in this?
I personally don't. I don't see what the draw would be, really. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe other people are into it. I don't know. I see a couple of guys that boxing's not their number one sport. They
would
haven't
you pay
trained
for
years and years. No, I wouldn't pay for it.
Not even like $5?
I would go
bucks?
Over to somebody's house who did pay for it.
See, I'm interested to watch this. Mostly because both these guys are still of an age, and the last time I saw both of them, in photos and stuff, they look to be in prime athletic shape.
Peterson's 37 now.
This could be a battle. I would be interested. I wouldn't pay for it. But if I knew it was on, I'd watch it. It's certainly not going to be the worst celebrity boxing match of all time. May I list a few for you? See if you have any memories?
You may.
Danny Bonaducci against Donny Osmond. You remember that one?
No.
Partridge Family against the Osmonds.
Who won that?
That's a big matchup. I'm looking at the...
Does it say the results?
At the fight right now on YouTube, and Bonaducci, they raised his arm afterward. Donny Osmond dejected in the opposite corner. Do you remember Paula Jones against Tonya Harding?
The Tonya Harding one, yes.
You watched that?
No, but that I know that that existed, that happened. I can't say that I watched it.
I think she won, Harding did.
I believe so.
Which would make it the first thing she won in a long, long time, right?
Yeah. She didn't catch very many W's.
Did you see the Tonya Harding-Nancy Kerrigan documentary?
I saw bits and pieces
unbelievable.
Of it. I didn't see all of it, but it was pretty good.
Somehow, Nancy Kerrigan comes out of that thing as not a character that you're rooting for. Like, you'd think going in, she's definitely going to be the heroine party. Here, yeah. Right? Is that how I say that? The female hero is the heroine.
Hero, yeah, heroine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, somehow, she comes out unlikable. I'm rooting for Tonya Harding after this thing. I don't know how.
I still can't believe that actually happened. Incredible. Like, that is such a movie script, but it happened in real life.
How about Kim Kardashian versus, I don't know who this is, Tamara Frappicella? You know her?
Oh, gosh, no.
Kim Kardashian? Yeah, did she win that
fight? She
was in
a celebrity boxing
match? Yes, she was. Todd Bridges against Vanilla Ice? Do you remember that one?
No. I don't think I'm much of a celebrity boxing fan.
Here's the video of that. Oh, my God. Vanilla Ice actually looks downright menacing. Do you remember Shaq against Oscar De La Hoya?
No, I don't remember that.
Folsy.
I know.
Apparently,
I'm
Shaq,
not up on my celebrity boxing history.
Somehow, Shaq is the one who held back here, and could have killed this guy, they said. I don't know how. Wouldn't you pick De La Hoya? He's the boxer, right?
Right.
Was it De La Hoya or a different guy?
Even though Shaq is obviously a mountain of a man.
They said he held back to keep from killing the champ. And Shaq looks unbelievable in boxing gear here. Now I'm watching this fight. What have we been missing, Folsy? We got to watch these fights.
Maybe I should watch this Le'Veon Bell-Adrian Peterson match.
There's zero doubt that Mr. Big Chest will be involved in one of these. Has he already been? I ask an honest question there.
I don't think so.
He will be. He should fight the winner.
Sure he will be.
He should fight the winner.
Or one of the Jake Paul or whatever Paul brother fought people. Weren't they in a celebrity boxing match recently?
Nick Paul from the Lightning. Is that his name? Very desirable free agent, I might add, Folsy.
As long as he doesn't go into boxing.
Yes. I'm going to watch this if it's available without me having to pay a dime.
Yeah, you know what? I will, too. If I can find some kind of stream of it.
Let's do it together and invite Ron.
We should.
Free
beer. I'm sure Ron will love that.
I think he'd like that a lot. All right. Shelty coming up next. It's an interesting time for the Pirates here with some veterans coming back and guys like Cal Mitchell going down to the minors. Let's ask him about the rationale, what's going to happen here with some of these guys coming up next. I have lots of questions, actually, for Shelty. Now, the question is, would you like to join in the Shelty show? Would you, Maddie? That's an invite for you. I didn't think it would take this long to think about it.
Well,
I thought
yes.
You'd hop right on it.
I would.
What's going on here?
No, I wish
I
had
have
some
to
more,
rescind the invite.
I wish I had some more time to, you know, come up with some more questions here to think about
questions.
We're
not getting ready to climb Mount Everest here. We're talking to Shelty.
All right, fine.
Will you do it?
Yes. I would love to.
You're invited.
Okay.
You're in?
Thank you for that invite.
You're in on the Shelty show.
I'm in.
This is big. Real big. Wait till Shelty hears about it, huh? Are you going to tell him right when you pick up the phone, or will we tell him later?
Yeah, I'll tell him. You want me to tell him whenever I pick up the phone?
No. I want to spring it on him as a surprise. I think he's very fond of you. Fan wants to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your team 12 and younger, and the Fan might be making a stop to see a game or tourney, hoping to attend Saturday games between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Who else do we have in the noon hour?
We have Tony Rassiope is his name.
Rassi, they call him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Raz. Even.
He's a QB guru.
He is a QB guru. He works with Kenny Pickett. He also worked recently with Keaton Slovis.
That's what I want to ask him about. Both of those things.
Yes.
This is a gold mine, Folsy. How did you find this?
Oh, we had him on the morning show about a couple months ago, I believe. I'm not even sure what the occasion was, but we brought him on, and he was very good talking all things quarterbacks.
This is big.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.